Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Last night, I went to Damaris Barbecue, picked up the Greek salad. If you have not had the Greek salad, no, I'm serious. We both love Greek salad. It's one of the best Greek salads favorites in this city. It really is.
You get chicken, you put or
chicken on it, turkey on it, fajita beef on it. It's excellent.
So you do
excellent.
Shrimp also?
You can do shrimp, yeah. You can do it all. He's not discriminating against shrimp. Why do you think Yanni's discriminatory like that?
No, I wouldn't
or
think
Frankie.
So.
Frankie maybe, but not Yanni. So if you're looking for, what I'm telling you is one of the best Greek salads in the city. It's at Damaris Barbecue. It's a barbecue place, but it does a lot of different stuff as well. Damaris. Joe Flacco was the Joe that we missed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember he won? Remember that?
God. The win that cost the Ravens millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Because they had to re-sign him. Like, oh, my God.
They didn't do that with Trent Dilfer for whatever
Flacco
reason.
Is Joe Flacco elite?
They didn't do that with Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, that's because I'm not even sure he completed a pass.
He did. He had one big pass, actually, to Stokely. Brandon Stokely had caught a big pass. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
The NFL has released the 2022 Combine invites. Mm-hmm. How many SEC players?
A ton. There's 11 guys. There's like 14 guys from Georgia, period.
And guess who finished fourth in invites?
Who?
Texas A&M.
Oh, in terms of individual teams?
Yeah.
I haven't written up one of their... I've written up Hansford, Leon O'Neal, Jordan Peavy. I think Peavy got invited, right?
Peavy got invited.
Yeah. I wrote up Clemens. I wrote up DeMarvin Leal. I wrote up Isaiah Spiller. I wrote up Jalen Widermeyer. I did not write up Johnson. Tyrese Johnson. Is that his name?
Tyree
Johnson. I didn't write him up. Anyone else?
Kenyon Green?
Yeah, I wrote up Kenyon Green.
Aaron Hansford. Here it is. Michael Clemens, Kenyon Green, Aaron Hansford, Tyree Johnson, DeMarvin Leal, Leon O'Neal, Jaden Peavy, Isaiah Spiller, and Jalen Widermeyer. Mm-hmm. What did you think about Widermeyer?
Overrated.
Whoa.
Wow. Soft blocker. Won't
Whoa.
Block.
Wow.
That's true.
That's
he's
one of our
run.
Guys. We're the home of the
You
Aggies.
Know what I heard he's going to run? In the 4.9 range.
That's slow.
Super slow. Yeah, so the concern is he's going to run slow and he won't block. So sleep
that's
tight.
That's a bad
combination. So if that's what you're looking for, a non-blocking slow tight end.
What about Aaron Hansford?
He'll work out well.
Yeah.
He'll run fast. He'll have a good combine. I think he'll be he's a great athlete. Great athlete. So he'll be a good workout guy. I think Kenyon Martin will work out well. I mean, not Kenyon Martin, Kenyon Green. Kenyon Green. I watched him early in the season, kind of unimpressed. And then so when I watched his tape, as I'm studying him to write him up, I'm like, holy cats, this guy is moon people around. And I ended up coming away from that. Like, I saw some things that Quentin Nelson did in college.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like freight train, taking a guy from point A to point B against their will. And I was really impressed with Kenyon Green. And I didn't think I would be because I saw him early in the year, didn't love him. But, man, oh, man, was he
tough. Where's he going to play?
Guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, guard. Maybe you say he's a tackle in emergency. You could play him at tackle, but he's a guard. I think he's a mid-first-round pick.
Mid-first-round?
Mm-hmm. Yep, mid-first-round pick. I think Spiller goes in probably the second. I like him kind of more in the third, but I think he'll go in the second.
Okay, you had zero running backs in your first round.
Yep.
So give me the order of the running backs in this draft.
How I think they'll get drafted? You know, Kenneth Walker is kind of a random runner, but I think it will be, personally, Kenneth Walker, followed by Breece Hall, followed by Spiller. There's this kid from BYU that's picking up a lot of heat too. But I think it'll go something
Breece
like
Hall's
that.
Breece Hall's Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Breece is good. Breece reminds me of Matt Forte. He's a good pass catcher.
I don't know why. Maybe it was his 28, and I don't know the way he runs. But Spiller reminded me of Adrian Peterson.
Hmm.
I mean, he doesn't run. He didn't pull people
nearly
over,
as fast.
But just
or physical.
But he just reminded me of
him. You think it may have been the 28?
Huh?
That's why analytics.
28.
This is what Daryl Morey will tell you too. Things like that. You saying that is why they try to eliminate all human bias because we have natural bias. I'll be the first one to tell you this. I always struggle with single-digit defensive linemen because they don't look as big a lot of times. Like Leal, number 8 from A&M. Now, he's also not as big as he probably needs to be. He's kind of a tweener. He's in the 280s, I think. But when you see a defensive lineman who's number 99 and then you see the same defensive lineman number 7 or number 1, I'm telling you, it looks different.
See, I don't know.
There's a natural
Clowney was
bias.
A single digit guy, right? And
but I'm talking about wider. I'm talking about wider guys.
Oh, okay.
Not upright, lean, you know. I mean, Clowney is a physical freak. Clowney looks incredible as a physical specimen. But yeah, there's some natural ocular bias that we have sometimes, and then you know that number 28. You even admit it. You even know that something about that number 28 did it for you.
Well, and the style of running that it wasn't that he was physical like Adrian. He just looked like Adrian Peterson carrying the ball. And now I'm not comparing him to Adrian Peterson. It was interesting yesterday on, you can hear Greeny on our show. Speaking of comparisons, in what other sport, get this, there's only one guy in the history of sports, of the four major sports, if Joe Burrow wins on Sunday, there's only one other guy in all the sports that did what Joe Burrow did.
Which is what?
In 2 years, win the player of the year in his sport, in his college sport, win a national championship, and then a professional championship in 2 years. Only one other player.
In NFL history?
In any sport. Okay. In any of the
Magic.
Four sports. It's not Magic because Magic was Larry Bird. Larry Bird was the...
Yeah, player of the year.
Player of the year.
Yeah. Wasn't Dream. Wasn't Shaq. Well, I don't know if Shaq was... It's probably basketball. Jabbar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lou Alcindor.
72?
Yeah. It was...
Bucks?
69 and 71 or... Whatever it was,
70 and 72, I think.
70-72.
Yeah.
Lou Alcindor was the
was
only
he Alcindor with the with Milwaukee?
Yes.
Okay.
His mama called him Alcindor.
So only the second person who's done that.
Joe will become only the second person.
So that's interesting because with the amount of one and duns that you've had in college basketball, that no one's done it in basketball. Won a championship and won college basketball.
But you
gotta
be player
of
the year too.
Yeah.
I mean, that ain't easy. You got to be player of the year, win that championship, and then go to the league and win another championship.
If they're that good in college, then they're probably not going to a really good team in the pros.
Yeah, no, right. That's a good point.
But neither did Joe and neither did Alcindor.
Well, true.
That's why it doesn't happen much.
Now, in the NBA, it happens a little. Don't forget, Magic was first, and he went to the Lakers, and Bird was second and went to the Celtics.
It's close. Here's your players of the year in reverse order. Luke Garza, Obi Toppin, Zion Williamson. Do you remember when he used to play basketball?
Nope, I don't remember him.
No, back at Duke?
What?
Remember the guy at Duke whose shoe blowout?
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, that's Zion. Yep. Jalen Brunson, player of the year. Frank Mason, Buddy Hield, Frank Kaminsky. Yeah, these are not guys who are tearing it up in the league. Doug McDermott, Trey Burke, Anthony Davis. You got to go all the way back to Anthony Davis. And then, of course, he didn't. Jimmer Fredette, Evan Turner, Blake Griffin. I mean, Kevin Durant, 07. He's not winning anything with the Sonics back in 09.
No. Yeah, actually, well, that's the thing. You're right. For the most part, it's usually you're going to a crappy team. Joe went to a crappy team and got it done, and so did Lowell Cinder.
Did you remember T.J. Ford was player of the year?
Yeah.
In 03,
yeah.
The final 4 year along with Melo.
Yeah.
You had Shane Battier was a player of the year.
Now that's different.
In 2001, that's when people cared about
gritty and gutty.
Cared about slapping the floor and playing a little defense. Kenyon Martin was player of the year. Elton Brand, Antoine Jameson, Tim Duncan. So what about Dunky Dunk? How close did they get?
Wake Forest. How are you going to win?
But he's player of the year. No. You just said player of the year.
You got to win a championship, too.
Oh, so it wasn't just player of the year.
No, you got to win your championship.
That's impossible.
Player of the year, and you got to win in your first 2 years
in
the league.
That's almost impossible.
Well, it's only two. It's happened once.
I'm trying to find out if
Lou Alcindor.
I'm just looking for
player. You know, it's Lou Alcindor. That's it. That's the list.
But what about if you just say player of the year in basketball, player of the year in your sport, and winning a championship in 2 years? I'm not sure that list changes.
It might not be. No, you got to win a championship at both, in college and then in the pros in your first 2 years.
Nobody has changed. Anything that I've said, Marcus Camby, Joe Smith, Glenn Robinson, none of this stuff changes. None of it. Christian Laettner, Larry Johnson, Danny Ferry.
In large part because of what Tyler said, you're going to a crappy team. But Joe overcame
not even
that
Jordan.
And Lou Alcindor overcame.
Jordan was 84. I mean, Jordan didn't win a title in 86. Ralph Sampson didn't.
Well, he was the third pick, too.
Larry Bird wouldn't have an 81. That was Magic or was that Bird?
It was Matt
in 81.
Bird won. No, Bird didn't win in his first 2 years in the league.
I'm telling you.
No. Bird. Yeah, I don't think Bird won in his first 2 years, but he didn't win the championship in college. That's the list.
I'm saying you don't even have to throw that in there, and it's still impossible.
814 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, you know what's not impossible is to bet, win, and get paid at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. Look, if you're looking for the best way to get in on this, you're looking for a bookie this week? Of course you are. This is the biggest week of the year. This is the time when you want. You do not want to go watch that game with nothing on it. Of course you want something on it. You want a little something. You know where you get it? At mybookie.ag. It is awesome. And oh, by the way, you win, you get paid. You get paid. You don't have to wait forever to get your money out of there. You can get it. You can actually get paid by mybookie.ag. You'll love playing at mybookie. It's so easy to navigate. All of the prop bets, it's just stupid. We'll go over some of the prop bets when we come back right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But in the meantime, you're looking for something, someplace to play. I got it. It's simple. It's easy. It's on your computer. It's out there. It's right now. Here and now, the game is just a few days away. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Who is the majority of the nation rooting for on Sunday?
It's easy. Bengals. Over
65%? 66% of states are rooting for the Bengals on Sunday. L.A., obviously, a little bit out west. For some reason, Mississippi likes them. New York likes the
Rams.
The Rams.
Missouri
ain't going for the Rams. Missouri pissed off at the Rams. Hawaii likes the Rams. For whatever reason, Wisconsin likes the Rams. They're dumb up there. But the Bengals are the majority of the country.
Right tackle, Wisconsin.
Okay. So, yeah. And you know what? That's typical Wisconsin. They'll root for a right tackle. That is.
Oh, yeah.
They're a big people.
Yeah. No. They'll root for a Wisconsin guy.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
Where'd Eric Weddle go to college, too? That's so weird. Eric Weddle was out of football, and then they called him up like,
hey you want to play?
You want to play in a playoff game?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I guess. I was just playing pickup basketball, and Eric Weddle now starts. And has a chance to win a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah,
University
how about
of
that?
Utah.
He went to Utah.
Yeah, Utah.
That's
right.
Kind of Wisconsin-y, kind of, but with a little more
difference. A lot of white people, but it's not the same.
It's not the same, but it's not the same as BYU either. Like,
no,
I always find that somebody from Utah told me. I said, "Hey, what's the holy war like?" So that's what they call BYU in Utah, and they're like, he said, well, the best way I could describe it is BYU are what you think. They're the nice, shiny, happy, tucked-in shirt people. And Utah's got more edge. Like the Utah, he said collegiately, just campus, the whole nine yards. Utah's not what you think of when you think of BYU. Just because they're in the same state and everything, he said, Utah's a lot different than BYU.
Yeah, I would imagine. It's a public school versus, yeah. Okay. Which quarterback will throw a TD pass first? That's an interesting one.
What's my odds?
Stafford's the favorite, minus 140. Joe is plus 110.
I think I'm going to go Stafford.
Yeah.
I don't love laying 140, but I think I'd go Stafford.
First interception thrown.
Stafford.
Joe's the favorite, minus 130.
Yeah, I take Stafford. Although Joe does have like 14 interceptions.
Ugh.
I think that is going to, as I previously pointed out, because of his average arm strength, he can't go to certain areas of the field without being in a little bit of a quandary. You know what? Joe's the pick because he's going to go at Jalen. At some point, he's got to go to Jamar Chase.
I'd say
Joe is probably the
favorite.
While
it's Eli Apple and Mike Hilton, it's Von Bell, it's Bates. I mean, their secondary is pretty good, too.
They've got some guys. They've got some
and
guys.
And they've come up big this postseason. They shutting
hey,
down.
Hey, that's not a bad point because he has thrown some interceptions and some really bad ones lately. So, I might stick with my initial gut reaction, which would be Stafford. He's had some bad interceptions and some multi-interception games.
If he holds on to that interception, if Tart holds on to the interception, then we're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo versus that secondary right now.
Gross.
Yeah.
Wish you would not say that out loud.
Here's a good one.
I don't think you're supposed to say the total players
to attempt a pass.
Hey, by the way, Matt Stafford had 17 picks.
Yeah.
Joe was, 34 and 13, 34 and 14? Matt Stafford's 41 and 17. These are kind of old school interception numbers. You usually don't see these, like the Russell Wilsons, the Aaron Rodgers, the Tom Brady's. They're not getting that high in the interception total. Stafford, and I think it's because Joe doesn't have the big arm, and Stafford just does some careless stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
You can't just coach the Lions out of the player. He's still got lion in him.
No, he doesn't have any lion left in him.
He still has some lion.
Total players.
Although Matt Stafford has thrown one interception. Now, as you mentioned, it should have been two. But he's thrown one in the playoffs so far. But right before that, 2-2-3.
And it should have been two this last game.
He had seven touchdowns and seven interceptions in his previous three games.
Total players to attempt a pass. Over under 2.5. I like them running a flea flicker, some kind of a half pack or a...
What's the...
Over is plus 130. The favorite is under. It's minus 160. I kind of like a trick play.
I'd play under. I think Odell Beckham Jr. has thrown one, though.
He did. I think two games ago. He threw like a 40-yard pass. He completed one.
Yeah, he can throw it.
Yeah.
I remember he's got he's lefty, right? And he can sling it a little bit. So that would be the guy probably. I don't think it's Cam Akers or Perine or Mixon or Chase or Higgins.
I don't know. Chase maybe.
Basically, they're telling you, is Odell Beckham Jr. going to throw a pass? That seems like
a punter throwing a pass.
Yeah, you could have that.
Yeah, that could happen. Joe Burrow total touchdown passes. One is the favorite. Two is the second.
Hold on a second. They got Johnny Hecker. I think Hecker has actually.
Oh, Johnny Hecker is a.
He is a passer.
He is a great all-time passer.
Right, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a big dude. Johnny Hecker, his passing stats. I could get to it. I still think that we got the right side lane playing the under at 160. That's a pretty reasonable. Yeah, I mean, he threw one this year. He threw he was 1-for-1 this year. He has completed one pass this year. All-time? Johnny Hecker's thrown 23.
Yeah.
One, this is his low number since he's been in the league. So, yeah, maybe you will have something there.
Total completions, Joe Burrow, 24.5.
Because of the way I think the game's going to go, I'll say over.
Over. His pass attempts is 36.5.
I think that hits 38.
Yeah, and he's a high percentage guy. He's a 70% guy.
I'd say 25 or 38 seems very,
you know what,
reasonable.
I love Anita Marks was on yesterday. I love her Samaje Perine bet because he is a third down guy. We were just watching highlights, and Joe's not afraid to swing it out to Perine.
Mixon hasn't been playing as much on third down.
No.
Mixon has not been a factor catching a football as much. Trust me, I know that for a fact.
Because you had him in your fantasy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. T. Higgins over under receptions 5.5. She loves the over on T. Higgins because Jalen Ramsey figures to be on Jamar Chase. Total targets for Jamar Chase is 8.
Ooh, man. I'm going to go under.
You're going to go under 8? Yeah. Well,
total targets.
Yeah, because Joe will go to his second.
He'll go to where he's supposed to.
Tyler Boyd could have a huge game in this one.
Now, Tyler Boyd is the guy that I think you got to watch for because that's the one. They do a lot of swing passes to him. He's basically like a running back with the ball in his hands. That's the guy that I would take a look at. Yeah, I think he's the guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy that I like because of who, you know, of how they may play. And you're right. Joe Burrow will go with the ball where it needs to go. He's not gonna force things. Other guys like Matt Stafford will force to Cooper Kupp, although Cooper Kupp is usually open, but Matt Stafford is not afraid to force it.
Cam Akers total receptions over under 2.5.
Under. Yeah, Sonny Michel plays on.
I mean, with
third
all
downs
of the all of the.
He can catch it, but I still think under
all of the weapons.
All the weapons they have. I don't see it.
Total rush yards for Samaje Perine, 5.5. I kind of go over on Samaje Perine. He's plus 450 to score a touchdown. Samaje Perine, plus 450. That's huge. That's big.
I don't like him.
You like over 65.5 yards for Cam Akers?
Mm-hmm. I think Cam Akers.
You think Cam's going to have?
I think Cam Akers gets to 80. I think he's going to have a starring role in this because there's so much attention will be put on slowing down Cooper Kupp defensively that I think you're going to have a lighter box, and I think the Rams are going to show you. The Rams run the football. By the way, they like to play off the run. They like to work off the run, play action. People tend to forget that. I think that Cam Akers is going to have the big game here. I think I said that in my NFL.com. We had to do our predictions. I think it will come out probably today because we had to do MVP stuff. That's today. I think all the MVP stuff and player of the year and all that happens today.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Award ceremony. I think it happens on the 10th. So, my prediction was that they said, give us a wild prediction or your bold prediction. And my prediction was that we will come out of this game talking about Cam Akers as the next big running back headed into next year. That's what I think is going to happen.
Total points by Evan McPherson. Under, over 8.
Over. I think he hits 3 field goals.
Wow.
You could still have 2 field goals, 3 touchdowns. So that's a lot. I mean, that's a...
2 field goals and 3 touchdowns.
It's 27. Yeah. That's
2 three. Field goals and three touchdowns will be 9 for him.
Well, yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's still 20, but I'm getting to the points. Like, could I see them scoring 27? Yeah, I mean, I could see them scoring 27. I could also
that's
see
14
them,
and 9, 23.
I could also see them scoring, honestly, I could also see them scoring 19, 12 plus 7, 4 field goals.
That's 23 points. Two touchdowns and 3 field goals.
Mm-hmm.
That's 23 points. I can see him absolutely.
3 field goals, you're a winner.
Yep. Now, if they're scoring touchdowns, if the Rams defense isn't
first drive them. Field goal, second drive at the end of the half, 51 yarder by Evan McPherson, it's good.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you got 6,
yep.
And you're looking for either 3 touchdowns or 1 more field goal.
Unless,
so I kind of like that.
Unless this is like the
unless it's a touchdown fest, then it's a nightmare.
Well, unless it's a 13-3 game like the Patriots and the. And the Rams.
Unless it's 12-3.
Is there a prop on over under of like length of field goal?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Longest field goal. Yeah, you can get that. I don't have,
what is it, 51.5, I think?
Is that it?
Yeah, I think it's 51.5.
You know what? That's
this
that's
is turned into a joke. Like 50-yard field goals are nothing. It's like guys making 5 3 pointers in a game. What used to be unheard of or crazy, it's not a big deal anymore.
How about that this rookie from Florida is like
And McPherson is killing it.
He's unbelievable.
He's the only kicker drafted last year.
And you know what? Rightfully so. Look at what he's done for him. I mean, he's running out there going, all right, we win, as he's going out for a game-winning field goal with no time left on the clock.
By the way, here's your Jamar Chase targets over the last 8 games. 9 were working backwards, 9, 6, 12, 4, 12, 10, 4, 8, 8, 3.
So 8 is the targets here.
It's tough. I mean, your high target numbers have come against Baltimore.
Well, he hasn't faced Jalen Ramsey in those
Kansas
games.
City and the Ray. The...
That's the difference. 829 ESPN 97.
Yeah, that's the big, big difference. He's also had 100 yards or more in four of his last six games.
That's what he does. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on this? You're more than welcome to get in here to hang out with us on ESPN or anything that we brought up this morning. Come on in. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here to hang. Right now, though, what I'm talking about is my people over at Chastang Ford and the greatness that it is. And if you buy a Ford car or truck in the month of February, they're going to throw in a Yeti cooler. That's awesome. But what is the most important thing for me? When I bought my Expedition from them, the first thing that they asked me is, where do your payments have to be? So then we'll start there. And now, what do you want in the vehicle? And then we will work around it. I bought a vehicle that had the package already. You don't have to do that. You can customize it to exactly what you want. I don't know if I would have gotten a sunroof. I don't ever use a sunroof. So I don't know that I would have gotten that. But it was in the package that I bought. I don't have to get a sunroof. That would be extra for you. And you know what's going to happen is they're going to say, do you want a sunroof? Does that matter to you? And you say no. And they're not going to try to convince you to get a sunroof because they don't care about jacking up the price for you. What they want you to have at Chastang Ford is the vehicle exactly as you want it at the price that you are going to be comfortable with. And that's the most important thing. Other dealerships, no. We're going to mark it up. We're going to also try to get you to add on everything that we possibly can so that that bill is higher, so that they make more money. And that's not the overriding. That is not what they're all about at Chastang Ford. What they want to do is get you that Ford car or truck at the price that you are comfortable with and get the exact car that you want. Customize it how you want it right now at Chastang Ford. I promise you, that's how they're going to do business with you. And, oh, by the way, best in service as well. You're looking for that kind of service, and you're looking for that kind of quality people, it's at Chastang Ford. ChastangFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Big ups to Greg Robinson. Did you see that story?
Former offensive lineman?
Yeah. Second overall pick in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, he had a bunch of coke, crack, hydrocodone, marijuana, Xanax, meth.
Ooh,
he had a boatload.
You
of
big
it.
Upped him.
He was, well, Art says, rest in peace to those drugs. Damn. Yeah, they're gone. They were taken away by the police. So, and Greg Robinson was taken
this
away.
This is not the first time. So he's caught up in trying to distribute. I remember I wrote up to, you know, I loved him. Loved him coming out in the draft. And you kind of avoid the thing. Well, I mean, he lunges in pass protection, but they'll get that fixed. Never got it fixed. The great run blocking was irrelevant because he couldn't pass protect. And I remember seeing him. I was getting a ride into Manhattan. This is the 14 draft, and I got a ride in from Coach Sumlin. And I got out and had to get another to his hotel, and I had to get, you know, a cab to my hotel. We were not in the same hotel.
You and Coach Sumlin.
Yeah, he was in a better one. And I saw Greg Robinson there, and I was like excited, took a picture of Greg Robinson. But this is before he had a bunch of coke with him on his person trying
you
to.
You don't know that.
He was, I don't think he was trying to distribute at the draft.
Well, you
I
don't
think
know.
That came after he busted.
Well, why are you assuming that?
I just think it's. 38 pounds of coke? I mean, 38 pounds of marijuana? That's a lot of pounds.
Yeah. I mean, relatively speaking, I don't know.
2 pounds of coke?
Okay.
Met, 3 pounds of crystal meth?
Doesn't seem like a lot, but you know
four
what?
4 grams
Relatively speaking.
4 grams of crack. Basic
Pablo Escobar hydrocodone, is like, whatever.
Which is Vicodin. Oxycodone was suspected. Alprazolam, which is Xanax. I know a lot of these. And a large assortment of packaging and equipment.
Alprazolam.
Firearm like- magazines. Ammunition, a small amount of U.S. currency. Who cares about that? This guy basically, he was opening up a CVS of drugs. Just like, what do you need? I got you. Let me open up my tackle box. Maybe not for 38 pounds of weed, but he had a tackle box full of, what do you need? You want crack or do you want meth? You got to tell me which one do you want.
That's the silly
one's gonna
part.
Eat
he
your
could
teeth
have opened
out.
Up a gas station. You know, and not gone to prison for the rest of his life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think he would have made as much money. I think he was chasing a lot of money.
A chain of gas stations will make you a ton, okay? A ton of money.
Yeah. I'm not saying, listen, there's better ways than selling crack and meth. I agree with you. Trying to sell painkillers and opioids. Speaking of opioids, by the way, Tyler Skaggs, it doesn't hit close to home, but ever since I watched Dope Sick, which is a great series. And I've kept up with the opioid thing. It's a really interesting watching Dope Sick, it will infuriate you. The level of greed that we see from people at Enron to any number, a lot of these executives, right? The white collar crime that goes on, the greed is astounding. You always say, how much money's enough? My gosh, Carlos Correa, take $25 million hometown discount. So when you look at the greed of that Purdue,
Dope Sick, and then you bring up Carlos, I don't get that.
No, I'm just saying, how much is enough?
All right.
How much is enough? Purdue Pharma, when you see how they were pushing, okay, here's what you have to do. We're going to make up terminology. A, we're going to lie about how addictive it is. B, we're going to make up terminology for you to tell doctors, listen, you need to prescribe at a higher dose because they have breakthrough. People have breakthrough pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you need to quote unquote individualize the dose. It was just a sales racket. And so Tyler Skaggs, who was the pitcher who died of a fentanyl overdose, his mother painted a portrait Wednesday of the former Angels pitcher as a loving son who first struggled with Percocet issue in 2013. She appeared as a prosecution witness. She was angry that Eric Kay was the last person to see her son alive and that someone could have saved him and didn't. There's been no evidence presented that Kay was indeed the last person to see Skaggs or that anyone had a chance to revive him. Eric Kay is charged with distributing opioids and causing Skaggs' opioid-related death. But when you hear about how addictive these painkillers are, do you know anybody who's ever been addicted to painkillers?
I know someone who died of fentanyl. JT's roommate, Blaine
right,
Padgett.
Right. Was he recreational use?
I saw him talked to him that day, and that night he died.
Was it recreational, or did he have a pain issue?
It was pain.
So it started with pain.
It was from a shoulder surgery. He wanted some, and one of his former teammates sold him some, and what he thought was just a painkiller, and it turned out there was fentanyl in it. And it's about as sad a thing as you could possibly
have. I know a couple people who kicked it. But fentanyl, that's a different thing.
Like, you can't kick fentanyl. Fentanyl kicks your ass.
Yeah, because any tiny amount over, it could get you. But I know a couple people who had the addiction. Brett Favre did.
Yeah.
I think painkiller addiction. I found out.
Sean Salisbury did.
I think my grandmother did.
Yeah.
I think we found out. I think my mother told us that, your grandma, when she had a neck, she used to always wear a neck brace. My grandma always had a neck brace from a car accident in the 70s. I mean, we're into the 80s, and like, hey, man, is your neck ever going to get better?
No, I need some more of that.
But I think it is. And I told you, when I had my dental surgery, I had, I think, oxycodone, and you just get this warm feeling that comes over you. They mention it as euphoric. You do. You feel like, man, this is just a great, I feel so much better. It doesn't hurt, and I feel in a happy mood. I can completely see, especially if you really are suffering from pain.
Well, and that wasn't even the case with Blaine. Blaine just was, as a matter of fact, I talked to him that he was going to be able to start workouts the next day for the first time since his surgery. He was so excited, and he just needed something for the pain that night to go to sleep, and he took it and never woke up. Yep.
So it wasn't that he had an addiction.
He wasn't addicted. No, he didn't have
addiction. Oh, okay. So you didn't know he was.
No, and you know that's so funny. When it used to be when people did die of fentanyl, they thought, oh, it's an overdose. He had a problem. You know, brought this on himself and all.
That's a one and done scenario.
It's not. Yeah, this was I don't know how often he did it, but there was no addiction. It wasn't like it was overriding in his system. So it was like. And we were so off on this whole thing. It was just, like you said, the head of a needle could be, of fentanyl could be in that.
Yeah.
And it kills you.
It's alarming what a small dose.
So is there anything since, because now Matt Harvey was the guy, Eric Kay is saying that Matt Harvey is the one.
Nothing new. I mean, nothing new is there. So Eric Kay's
defense is that it wasn't his drugs that killed Tyler Skaggs. It was Matt Harvey who gave him those drugs. And whether or not they'll be able to prove it, we shall see. But, man, if Matt Harvey is sitting in the middle of this thing,
I'd have just thrown Greg Robinson at him.
Well,
it was Greg Robinson did it.
Now, that's believable.
And Greg's like, hey, I got enough on my plate over here. I'm trying to move this Viking in.
With all that Greg Robinson has... Greg Robinson, you could throw. Hey, I'd throw that on. That's fine. 843 ESPN 97.5.
Oh, Des says, my new favorite segment, pronouncing medication. Yeah, I think I got close on some of them.
One of them sounded like some kind of anyway.
Alprazolam or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just Xanax. Why would anyone? That's the name. Maybe the generic name is Xanax.
Alprazolam. It sounds like something that should be in Shazam or something. No, I don't know.
It's just Xanax.
Okay.
It should be in rap lyrics.
Well, you know what? It probably is.
Bars.
You don't know it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know? No, what?
I know it is. I know there's a rapper named Lil Xan.
Yeah, right.
Because he takes Xanax. Lil Xan, and when you see him, you'll say, "Yeah, 100%."
Yeah.
I 100% put Lil Xan. Sort of just why I got you on the air here. I just want to show you what Lil Xan looks like, and I want you to tell me if you think he is
quite possibly
a guy who takes Xanax.
I mean, if anybody was going to be named Lil Xan, it's him.
I think amongst other things.
No. Amongst everything. All right. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7.
Thanks for Lil Xan.
6 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What I want to talk about right now is Doc Linville and the greatness that is having hair. Sorry. Listen, if you're bald and you're happy with it, that is fine. Whatever. You know, some of the greatest villains in history, like Lex Luthor, he was bald. That's fine. The greatest superheroes have hair. They all do. Superman had a wonderful head of hair. That's just what it is. And I don't want to stereotype this thing, but if you want to be a better person, then you have hair. That's all I'm saying. So if you're looking for hair, then Doc Linville is here for you. Maybe you can't do it naturally on your own, so you got Doc Linville and the neo grafting and the procedure, which is awesome, and the staff, which is wonderful, and Doc Linville, who's got a great neo graft manner. He is awesome. If you're looking for a great way to get into this thing, and you know it's affordable, it's easy. In about 8 months, you're going to have hair, and the results are fantastic. Have been fantastic. Fantastic. All you're looking to do is go to one place and get your hair back. 975hair.com. Tell Doc Linville that you heard it right here. Of course, he'll know because you went to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Hey.
You're now listening to a Bobby Johnson beat.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We got a busy show tomorrow. We got 5-star.
Today.
Right. We got Tony the Hatchet Man tomorrow.
Tony the Hatchet Man is going to give us some picks tomorrow.
For the Super Bowl.
And he's going to prop bets?
I would imagine prop bets. I don't know. We'll ask him either way. And then Freaky Deaky. Oh, it's that time again. Now, here's what's going on. If you've never heard Freaky Deaky, he's got the rules of the game for the side piece. Now, we're not condoning this. It's just simply It's simply a PSA for people who are interested. I'm not condoning a side piece or a side chick, Marty, okay? What I'm telling you, though...
Oye, Marty, ¿qué pasó, mija?
It's mad at you. What I'm telling you is that every single year, Freaky Deaky has... Worst case scenario, you will find it interesting. You will find it entertaining. At best case scenario, you will find it informative.
Informative.
Depending on your particular status. If you've got a side. I don't have a status like that, so I find it entertaining.
Well.
But you have got to listen to this tomorrow. And we will tell you what time tomorrow morning. We're setting it up today. But he felt like it was important to get this information to you for the weekend before Monday's Valentine's Day.
What happens with the side chick on Valentine's
Day? What do you do for that? Do you have a is Valentine's Day a big day to you guys?
No.
Not for us either.
No.
We don't buy each other presents.
Well, we're going on vacation the following week, so we will celebrate Valentine's Day there, which means I have to buy my wife something really nice at some nice store at where we are.
That's I didn't have to. That's
what Valentine's Day is.
I got an anniversary coming up, so I'll worry about that in the summer.
Right. So we got busy shows. Today, Five Star's going to give you winners. We'll see. I've got a feeling. He's been on the Bengals all postseason. I got a feeling that he's going to be, we're going to see, he has been money. And when every game is within 3 points, you got the underdog, guess what? You're winning. Every game. And guess what? A lot of dogs came in. Not only, a lot of dogs came in money line. The Bengals winning in Tennessee. The Bengals winning in Kansas City. Yeah, you know what? It goes, the Bengals are 10. We're 10-7 this year. The Bengals beat the Chiefs twice in a month.
That's pretty impressive.
Really impressive. And they did it with defense, too. They held Mahomes in the second half to nothing. Next to nothing. A field goal. Jonathan Allen is catching it a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Did you see this?
He should, honestly, I almost feel like he should catch it more. Based on the tenor and tone of the country, it feels like he's getting off easy, if I'm being honest. How are you that stupid to say? You know what we talked about earlier? There's certain things, like trying to use the N-word in a, no. I'm doing it in a comedic. I'm showing you. No,
I used the soft A.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's like, in what scenario did you think that was a good idea? This, to me, is similar in that regards. Like, why would Jonathan Allen think that he should ever make this comment? What did he think that this is an AMA, right? And ask me anything.
Yeah, you can have dinner with three people, dead or alive. Who are you inviting? Jonathan Allen says, my granddad, Hitler, and Michael Jackson. Well,
now one has had a substantial amount and most people believe that he was involved as a pedophile in Michael Jackson. Tremendous artists and all that stuff. I'm going with number two.
For some reason, Mike gets a pass. All right.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just mentioning because he gets a pass. Yeah. I just want you to recognize, but you understand that Mike was such a, talented artist, and even kids to this day, a Michael Jackson song comes on, and every kid loves Michael Jackson songs. It doesn't matter when it came out and what year we're in; they all love them. I just want you to recognize that's also on the list.
Oh, yeah.
But number one on the list, Hitler.
So, yeah. Here's what John... two of the three I understand, but please explain Hitler, said Nick Chappelle. And Jonathan Allen said this. He's a military genius, and I love military tactics. But honestly, I won't want to pick his brain as to why he did what he did. I'm also assuming that the people I've chosen have to answer all my questions honestly. And you know what? For that reason,
do you want to say that out loud?
No, not in your outside voice.
Do you
want to
say Hitler out loud? That's like this. I want you to listen to this. Here's a clip from one of the all-time great shows by Canadian funny men, The Kids in the Hall.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I owe this honor to so many people. I'd like to thank my friend and manager, Ralph Himmelfarb. Thank you, Ralph. The producers, Sid and Marty Sid Martinson, for having faith in me. Thank you. I'd like to thank my director, Derek. I love you. And I'd like to thank Harold Brownhouse for his wonderful script. I'd like to thank him. I'd like to thank Hitler. And most of all, I'd like to thank my parents. Mom, Dad, this is for you. Mom, Dad, this is... What's wrong with everybody?
You thanked Hitler.
I never.
You thanked Hitler.
Why would I thank Hitler?
Why would you thank Hitler? I don't know.
I can't believe I thanked Hitler.
You thanked Hitler? Do you think anyone with Washington went, oh, my God, we've got all this other stuff in there. You just said Hitler. Jonathan, did you know you said Hitler for dinner? Look at a dummy.
Yeah.
What a dummy to put Hitler on his list.
It's
cannot believe it. That's
just
something.
Just don't say
it in your private time. I mean, not in your, with your outside voice.
We said it before. I mean, nobody names their kids Adolf anymore. I mean, you can't have that mustache unless you're Michael Jordan. You can't have that mustache anymore. Yeah. That's it. You can't.
I'll be honest with you. I felt
it's
like,
almost like a, oh, one it's almost the, like a Curb skit.
That really is it like really a is. Curb skit. Honestly. Yeah, like at a dinner table, yeah. I would have, you know, Hitler, and Larry would go, No, you said, I could see that episode.
It's like the Succession episode where the TV anchor got married in, like, Hitler's basement or whatever. Did you see
it? It I was watched in season Succession, two. I don't remember that.
What? It was in season two, and then Tom, like, had to ask him questions like, did you get married in Hitler's thing? Like, why do you like World War II stuff? He's like, and then he asked him, he was like, have you ever read Mein Kampf? And he was like, I mean, yeah. He was like, how many times? He's like, a couple. He was like, oh, no. And he was like, well, okay, maybe I just skimmed it. He was like,
I don't even remember that.
I don't remember any of that.
I don't remember. I feel like I missed an episode.
I must have missed
that episode. It was season two, like,
although I do love Tom.
Three or four.
Yeah, Tom is awesome.
I love Tom.
And Cousin Greg.
Tom and Greg are the best.
If there's just a show called Tom and Greg, I would watch it. I would watch a show called Tom and Greg. I'm getting tired of Shiv anyway.
Like a buddy cop, like Tom and Greg, just going back and forth all episode.
I could watch that weirdo dynamic. So we'll see if anything happens with Jonathan Allen. If let's say Kirk Cousins said
that. Nothing's going to happen.
What would happen if Kirk Cousins said that?
Kirk Cousins would. Oh, my God. Would Kirk Cousins catch it? Holy crap.
No, can you imagine?
He can't do that. Kirk Cousins. Why you got to put it on Kirk Cousins? All right? I mean, honestly, dude. Kirk Cousins over here going, what? Why you put Jonathan Allen said it, not me. I hate Hitler. What are you talking about?
Yeah, this is a... You thanked Hitler. You invited Hitler to dinner.
You thanked Hitler.
Yeah, that was... I just cannot believe. Jonathan Allen would say that out loud. Like, why would he think he would, that it wouldn't turn into a thing?
All right, still at the, you don't want to go anywhere because still at the bottom of the hour, Five Star's giving you winners. He has done nothing but give you winners.
Oh, Adrian Wojnarowski had this.
All right, on the other side.
When we come back, Wojnarowski has a comment about James Harden.
Oh.
We have some James Harden information.
Who doesn't?
When we come back, but I want to tell you right now that it's about Allstate's windows and siding. This is a company who has done an amazing job of taking care of. For me, it was, I remember when I first used them, it was a siding job that was, it was a siding job that I had done that was a really, that it had to be done because my homeowners association, they're like, you've got to get this done or we are going to, you know, take action. And, you know, frankly, no, it wasn't the homeowners, it was my homeowners insurance. They said, during a hurricane, some of your plastic siding or whatever it is came off. And so I had Allstate come out, and they did a great job of keeping a clean job site. They did the job very quickly, efficiently, at a very reasonable price. But it's the windows, to me, that are even more important. Yes, the siding's important, but the windows, that's what keeps your home looking beautiful. That's what keeps your home warmer in these cooler temperatures. They are made right here in the state of Texas. They're energy efficient and they're built for Texas tough weather. If you call 832-204-1936, that's 832-204-1936, they're going to set up an appointment for you for a free window inspection, and you're going to get 25% off your windows, and for a limited time, no interest for 36 months, 3 years, no interest, when you mention you heard about it on ESPN. So make sure you do that. Military, senior citizen, and cash discounts are available. So go to AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Remember, for the best rate, call Allstate Windows and Siding.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.